Chad Reed, Oakland, second place. I thought you rode good. You don't seem that happy.
Nah, I'm pretty disappointed.
Did you lead?
Yeah, I mean, it's just you get a great start like that, and that's kind of what you've been working your ass off for during the week, and you don't take advantage of it. You know, you just kind of ride tight, and, you know, with thinking about it, I mean, it's the first all shot I've had for a while, and first one I led that early on. I just, you know, like, I'm disappointed because I obviously you want to win, and I just feel like my last 10 laps were pretty solid, but the first 10 laps were pretty average. So, you know, good to learn something. On the flip side, four races, four winners. James had a pretty rough week with his, you know, passing of his mechanics. So I'm happy for him. You know, I think that that's a cool way to dedicate a win to, you know, I didn't know him, but sounds like he was a good dude. So, yeah, so. And I'm sharing a points lead, so can't be too disappointed.
Where was he better at you, do you think, if you had to think about it?
I felt like on the parade lap, you know, there was a few lines, you know, like after the first turn, we were going, typically we're going, you know, onto the table, off to the table, and, you know, kind of so table to table, single. And then when we did the parade lap, I noticed that all the lines on the outside were pretty jacked, and then on the inside there was a pretty low line that you could just go table to table kind of thing. And I just stuck to that trying to make it work, and I felt like, you know, I just watched the video a little bit, you know, those guys kind of didn't use it at first, and then they started, you know, using it. So I think that, you know, when you're in second, you're getting 100% feedback on what's working, what's not working. For him, he obviously, it sounded like he had Velo, you know, all over him. So, you know, he had to go forward as well. So, for the most part, you know, I just rode a little tight, and then once he got on me, I was, you know, protecting the inside so that I couldn't get blown off the track. So, for the most part, I was just took a breath when he passed, and yeah, just try to latch onto him. I made a few little mistakes adjusting to his areas of the racetrack that he was a little better to me, and then I felt like we kind of maintained, you know, like a lap I would catch, and then he'd, you know, take it back out, and then I would, you know, a couple laps I'd catch. So but for the most part it was great, because, you know, through all that we actually dropped our RV, so that was nice. And sounded like, you know, listening to his podium speech, you know, he kind of tightened up a little bit as well. So you know, we were pushing hard, and track was difficult. So yeah, it was a good main event, actually, you know, just from the ending of it, and right, the fact that I fought back and kind of adjusted to some of the lines that he was doing better. So yeah, for the most part I'm happy.
Yeah, for the bright part is that if you'd asked me around lap 10, I was gonna said RV might win this whole thing, and he caught up to you, and in a sense you stepped it up, you pulled back out, and you almost kind of, I don't want to say broke him, but you know what I mean. I just talked to him, he got frustrated, couldn't make a move, and you picked it up. So that's a good point.
Yeah, I think it's almost like we had flipped races, basically. He was charging and riding decent at the beginning, and I was charging and riding good at the end, and then at the beginning I had that same feeling, you know, I wasn't charging, and I wasn't like hitting the marks like you need to. You know, your brain's saying do this, and you're just not doing it. So that was frustrating for me, but luckily for me that happened in the first hand, and then I was able to, you know, flip the switch and actually ride decent at the end, and kind of, you know, hold him off and try to latch on the back of James.
Track got rough, but I think overall best track of the series. Cool.
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a few things here and there that they, that, you know, could have made it maybe a little different, a little better. But for the most part, I thought the dirt was awesome. You know, hard to judge how the dirt was last year because we had rain off and on all day long. So this year, it was actually kind of nice. I did press day on Thursday. I actually thought it was gonna be a lot softer because on Thursday it was gnarly ready, but they did a great job of you know, just working it, and then by the main event we had a pretty good racetrack, and it seemed like I didn't even know who else was fourth, fifth, or whatever. So Dunge was fourth.
Dunge fourth, Shorty fifth.
Oh, sweet. So yeah, I mean, you know, good top five, and it was just a matter of I didn't know where they all were in the start, but for the most part I felt like the three of us podium guys, you know, kind of checked out a little bit and rode strong. I felt like I had a lot more to offer in the heat race, and I just said in another interview that we wore a path in the pavement here to over to the Dunlop truck, because I was chasing something with front end all day long, and then basically for the main event I ended up just going to the normal tire that we have raced majority of the season, and we just made a fork adjustment, and it made quite a bit of difference for me and was allowed me to be a little stronger.
Two teams I talked to said you've been a little weird on a front tire selection this year compared to what everybody else is, so yeah, maybe now for the main you're back to what they're running.
I wouldn't say I've been weird.
Okay. Different. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, tonight I raced with a 715, which is a hard pack. If you want to talk about weird, I would say that RV's weird more than all of us. Mm-hmm. He typically, hard or soft, he chooses a MX51, which for me, you know, it's not even a tire that's in the option list. Yeah. You know, like when we do make those routes back and forth, mm-hmm. That's not even a tire that I consider. So I think he's a little left field than it. I mean, Dunge seemed pretty close in the fact that I always go from, like, with the tires that I go back and forth with, and is what I see Dunge going back and forth with.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Cheers, thanks.